At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Browns are still booty cheeks to talk about the Cleveland Browns. We welcome on, as we do every single Misery or Victory Monday, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Welcome to the show there, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Daryl.
There we go.
How we doing?
Hi.
We got you. So I guess we'll start with the blame org chart here. Who you blaming for yesterday?
Kevin Stefanski and Bubba Ventrone.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like Kevin took the ball out of Shedeur Sanders' hands in the second half. I like the aggressiveness going forward on fourth down. Certainly don't like the choices he made as far as the actual play calls go. And then Bubba Ventrone's special teams unit continues to be awful. Yet another game in which that unit cost them points and contributed significantly to another loss. So regardless if they keep Kevin or not, Bubba's got to go next year.
Well, okay,
he can't be back.
If you said you didn't like some of the play calls, though, then Tommy Rees belongs in your org as well then, right?
Yeah, I guess. Kevin's the one that made the decision to put Tommy in charge. So I'm going to blame him.
All right, so let's break down the second half. What do you think happened there? Because Shedeur, obviously, I thought in the first half they were charging down the field. I thought they did a good job, and it felt like that the final drive before the half, the touchdown drive, where they went 9 straight runs and then had the Fannin touchdown in the corner, it felt like from there, Tommy Rees just decided he only wanted to run the football. And in the second half, Robert Saleh had flipped the game script, as what Judkins had told everyone after the game. Why do you think they didn't make the reactionary move and the appropriate move then?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Shedeur Sanders broke protocol by throwing a 44-yard touchdown. Couldn't tell you. I mean, I thought Shedeur did a pretty nice job as far as the pocket presence goes. Football needs to come out a little faster. I will grant you that. It needs to get through the reads and the progressions faster. But look, I mean, that's just all part of this process of developing a young quarterback. He shows you the ability, though, to get the ball down the field to make those big plays. Obviously, the frustration with Jerry Jeudy that boiled over on the sidelines. But look, I mean, Jerry's been stewing for weeks. This isn't I don't think this is a Shedeur thing. I think this is a Jerry Jeudy problem. I don't know why they just went strictly to the run there in the second half and got ultra conservative with the game plan. Yeah, it was windy, but the 49ers didn't have a problem all that much from an offensive standpoint. It certainly helped that they were given short fields, three of their touchdowns coming less than 35 yards, and you can't win a football game like that when you're giving them short fields to work with, and that's ultimately what the Browns did. The first scoring drive 16 yards for them to punch it in. They get a field goal having to go only 58 yards. You get another field goal, 32 yards. You give up another touchdown in an 18-yard field, and then another field goal on a 29-yard field. Like that, you can't win football games doing that. Especially when you got behind, you'd think that there would be some sense of urgency to start throwing the ball a little bit. And to your point, Jonathan, they kept the ball on the ground for the most part. And, you know, Quinshon Judkins did run it well, averaged about 4 yards a carry, a little over 90 yards. Dylan Sampson continues to show a little burst running the ball as well. But, yeah, I don't get why when you're behind in a game like that, you just don't want your quarterback throwing the ball.
Daryl, on the 4th-and-1 call, JP's got more of an issue with the actual play call, meaning that they were trying to do something with Fannin there.
I was okay, the Fannin one. Okay.
I hate the spot, given that it was on the Browns on 30. And then, of course, Kevin Stefanski said, I like the call. I like what we tried to do. You got to execute. So what would your biggest issue with the 4th-and-1 play at their own 30? Was it the play call, the spot, or the execution?
I would say the play call in giving it to Fannin. They should have had Quinshon handle it. That was not a time to get cute, especially in your own territory there. Now, if you were trying Fannin at the goal line in a goal-to-go situation, okay, fine. Still don't like it because Quinshon has been very successful doing that. Also didn't like them having Shador on the field for that as the deep back. When the whole point of that is to put another blocker on the field. And so, yeah, I didn't like the play call, didn't like the confusion that led up to that fumbled snap as well. The execution obviously was awful, just like everything the Browns seemed to do on Sunday. But, I didn't like them putting Harold Fannin in that spot. We heard from Fannin today, and he hadn't done that a whole lot in his football life. So I think that they got cute, and they paid the price for it.
Shelby Harris went off on Juwan Jennings. Is there any background you can give us in talking to people around the locker room and what you heard and saw after the game in the locker room related to Juwan Jennings in particular?
Yeah, based on what I heard, I'm Team Shelby Harris. I'm Team Myles Garrett on that. There are just certain things you don't say, period, let alone on a football field. And Jennings was getting very personal with some of the things he was saying. And what compounded the situation is Malik Collins is down. They're getting a cart for him. He's now lost for the season. And you know, Jennings is running his mouth. Miles went after him in that spot, and he went and tried to hide behind his offensive line and things like that. So I completely agree with what Shelby Harris had to say. Also, again, as I said, Myles Garrett. And it certainly explains what happened the week before, because you and I were doing the show, Jonathan, and I mm-hmm. was defending Jennings.
That's right.
I didn't know at the time, because mm-hmm. one thing you don't do is you don't hit a man in that particular spot. And he took a shot there. And so I was defending him in that spot. Like, hey, I get the reaction because he got hit there. But then I think it certainly explains, if he's been doing this in other games where he's saying stuff like this, it totally explains why he got hit. And quite frankly, he deserved it.
All right, Daryl, you mentioned Malik Collins. He's done for the year with a quad injury. What does this injury for Malik Collins mean for the Browns defense this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough blow for the Browns. That defensive line has been really good for them, and they're going to have to, figure out a way to work behind it. Now, the defensive tackle position has, certainly been good for them. That entire defensive line has been good. Probably going to be more reps for Shelby Harris. Aiden Huntington got banged up a little bit, so I don't know if that opens the door for him.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
They got a couple guys, I think, on the practice squad that they can look at this week. They're probably going, I would think that they might make a roster move this week, even if it just happens to be a game day elevation. But Malik was having a phenomenal season, Nick. And you know, a lot of guys were, you know, talking about how they looked to him, and his leadership as a veteran. So, I don't want to understate the significance of the loss of him for the remainder of the season, because he's been a very big part of the success, not just of the defensive line, but also to, you know, Mason Graham, his success, as a rookie, Miles Garrett, and what he's obviously been doing this year. So that's a pretty significant loss for the Browns for sure.
Darryl, great stuff, and thank you again for knocking Dan Sitton out of the playoffs, which ensured me a place in one of the final four teams in our fantasy league. I will respond in kind by getting the crap kicked out of me next week by you in the first round of the playoffs. You're welcome.
Yeah, I did end up with not only the best record, the top seed, but the largest point differential. I did not just win games this year. I obliterated people. It was phenomenal. But the regular season's over. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't win anything off the regular season, Darryl.
You know, I know, but hopefully my team continues to show up week in and week out like they have. That is when the players are actually
playing. So am I on the other side of the bracket?
I think you are.
Yeah,
who am I playing?
Kevin, I think. Because I think Kevin's going to leapfrog me into the third spot. There.
There we go. It's always Kevin.
It's always Kevin. hey, Darryl, you're a mensch. The humbleness and humility on the fantasy football front is amazing. We appreciate you, buddy.
I look forward to playing both of you in the postseason and beating you.
God, it's going to be really nice if I get that week one win. It would be very nice. Darryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.